Good morning. It's good to be with you today on this wonderful Tuesday morning. As we go back now, we've been in the New Testament for a while dealing with Paul and his pastoral letters, but starting today, we're going to take some time, the next little while, to look at some of the smaller books in the Old Testament, the minor prophets. Of course, this is the week before Holy Week. We'll probably deviate a little bit next week during Holy Week and look specifically at what's happening each day of the week in Holy Week. I think that's always an interesting exercise to do. So we'll do that during Holy Week. But we're going to start today with Joel. Joel was a prophet who lived, most scholars think around 800 or so BC in Judah. For those of you that, just a real quick overview of the Old Testament, what happened. After Jeremiah, actually before that, it was after Solomon, the entire kingdom of Israel divided into two kingdoms, Israel being the northern kingdom. So you have a northern kingdom called Israel, a southern kingdom called Judah. Eventually, the northern kingdom was destroyed by Syria, and the southern kingdom was eventually conquered by Babylon. That's what happens during Jeremiah, is when Babylon conquers Jerusalem and Judea specifically. So during the prophets, you have some prophets are prophets in the northern kingdom of Israel. Some are prophets in the southern kingdom of Judah. You have some that are prophets to the whole of Israel proper. And then, of course, you have some that are prophets post-exile after they return from slavery. Or not captivity, not slavery. So Joel is a prophet of Judah, the southern kingdom. And let's also talk about what a prophet was in the Old Testament. Post-Pentecost, the Holy Spirit operates differently among us. When the Lord ascended, and on Pentecost Sunday, the Holy Spirit came and fell upon all persons. In fact, we're going to see a reference in Joel later that Peter quotes on Pentecost Sunday. The way I describe it, pre-Pentecost, pre-New Covenant, the Old Covenant, the Spirit descended upon an individual. So the first words of Joel are, "The word of the Lord that came upon Joel, son of Pethuel." So you see in the Old Testament, the Spirit will come specifically upon an individual person. And the word of the Lord from this person, or the Spirit of God, rested upon this person. Where post-Pentecost, the Spirit's flung open for everybody to receive it. It's a terrible bugger shit up analogy, but I compare it to a rifle versus a shotgun. A rifle shot's an individual shot that goes at an individual thing. A shotgun blast goes out and hits a whole bunch of stuff. That's Pentecost. Pre-Pentecost, the Holy Spirit's a rifle. Specific shot, a specific person. Post-Pentecost, it's a buckshot. It's hitting everybody. It's hitting everything. So your Old Testament prophets were individuals. Some were individuals of great influence and power. Isaiah was in the king's court. Others were just people the Spirit fell upon, and they came and said their prophecy, their word from the Lord, and then they left. And they had most of these minor prophets were that. The minor prophets are not insignificant compared to the major prophets. In the Old Testament, you have the major and the minor. That's simply a designation of length. Major prophets are books that are longer. Minor prophets are books that are shorter. In fact, in the earliest Jewish scrolls, the minor prophets were combined into one scroll, the Book of the 12. So that's what we see with the minor prophets. When you hear prophets or prophecy, we often, in our context, think about future telling. The prophet tells the future. Not really. There are some parts of their prophecies that are future telling, but that's not their main purpose. The purpose is not to tell the future. Their word is to proclaim the word of the Lord that the Lord has given them. So quite often, in the minor prophets especially, there are specific things that the prophets are referencing for the people of that day, and that's what we see in Joel. So let's read Joel chapter 1. We'll read all through the chapter. It's only 20 verses. "The word of the Lord that came to Joel, son of Pethuel. Hear this, O elders, give ear, O inhabitants of the land. Has such a thing happened in your days or in the days of your ancestors? Tell your children of it, and let your children tell their children, and their children another generation. What the cutting locust left, the swarming locust has eaten. What the swarming locust left, the hopping locust has eaten. What the hopping locust left, the destroying locust has eaten. Wake up, you drunkards, and weep, and wail, you wine drinkers, over the sweet wine, for it's cut off from your mouth. For a nation has invaded my land, powerful and innumerable. Its teeth are lion's teeth, and it has the fangs of a lioness. It has laid waste to my vines, and splintered my fig trees. It is stripped off their bark and thrown it down. Their branches have turned white. Lament like a virgin dressed in sackcloth for the husband of her youth. The grain offering and the drink offering are cut off from the house of the Lord. The priests mourn, the ministers of the Lord, the ministers of the Lord. The fields are devastated. The ground mourns, for the ground is destroyed. The winepress dries up. The oil fails. Be dismayed, you farmers. Wail, you vine dressers, over the wheat and the barley, for the crops of the Lord of the field are ruined. The vine withers. The fig tree drops. Pomegranate, palm, and apple, all the trees of the field are dried up. Surely joy withers away among my people. Put sackcloths and lament, you priest. Wail at the minister, you ministers of the altar. Come, pass the night in sackcloth, you ministers of my God. Grain offering and drink offering are withheld from the house of our God. Sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly. Gather the elders, all the inhabitants of the land, to the house of the Lord your God, and cry out to the Lord. Alas for the day. The day of the Lord is near, as the day of destruction from the Almighty it comes. It is not the food cut off before our eyes. Joy and gladness from the house of the Lord. The seeds shrivel under the clods. The storehouses are desolate. The granaries are ruined because the grain has failed. How the animals groan. The herds of the cattle wander about because there is no pasture for them. Even the flocks of sheep are dazed. To you, O Lord, I cry. The fire has devoured the pastures of the wilderness. The flames have burned all the trees of the field. Even the wild animals cry out to you because the watercourses have dried up, and a fire has devoured the pastures of wilderness. So what's happening historically here is that a plague of locusts has invaded Judah. That's kind of how we know the time, is that we know there was this plague that invaded. And so he says, for a nation has invaded my land, powerful and innumerable. Its teeth are like lion's teeth. It has laid the fangs of the lioness. So we're going to see the first part here. He's talking about a literal tragedy that's happening. Now, in those days, when the locusts come and eat everything, you're done. You can't go to Walmart. The locusts are going to destroy everything, and there's nothing left. You're going to starve to death. Lament like a virgin dressed in sackcloth for the husband of your youth. So there is this terrible tragedy that's befallen the people. I talked about that Sunday in my sermon about how we want our seven easy steps to success and happiness. And it don't work like that. Life's hard. And sometimes bad things happen and there's no real easy way out or around it. And that's where the people are, is that this tragedy has befallen them. This tragedy has now come. The locusts have come and destroyed everything. And famine's coming. It's not good. And so Joel takes this notion of the real tragedy that they're facing from the coming of the locust, and he points it to their need to repent. Sanctify, verse 14, sanctify a fast, call solemn assemblies, gather the elders, all the inhabitants of the Lord, to the house of the Lord your God, and cry out to the Lord. Alas for the day of the Lord is near, and destruction comes from the Almighty. Is not food cut off before our eyes? Joy and happiness from the house of the Lord. I think it's very appropriate in the season of Lent for us to look around and see the brokenness all around us. And that brokenness that we see all around us should call us to repent of our own individual and collective sins and to lament. I've been thinking a lot about Lamentations recently. Sometimes the most powerful thing we can do is just lament and cry out to God. When we see the brokenness of the world, the effect of sin upon individuals and upon families, sometimes all we can do is lament. Lament. Admit our brokenness. Admit our need for help. Admit our need for salvation. Admit our pain. We can't carry our pain around unspoken always. Sometimes we have to give voice to it. We have to own our tears and our hurt. And Joel is calling the people to repent, turn from their sin, and then lament the brokenness around them. And I think that's a good word for us today, y'all. For us to allow the Spirit to search our hearts and our lives and our souls to see where are we far from God? Where do we need grace? Where do we need mercy and healing and forgiveness to allow the Spirit to search us? And then to lament the brokenness all around in our life, in our family, in our world, in our communities. Because if we can't give voice to the brokenness around us, if we can't give voice to the pain we feel, if we can't find a need to give it to Jesus, then we'll never be healed. Sometimes the first step in healing is to admit our need to be healed. And when we're confronted with the brokenness in our life and in our world, all we can do is cry out. But when we cry out, we find grace. So today, let's give the Spirit room to convict us of sin. Let's cry out when we find it. Let's turn to God for grace in the midst of it. So, thanks for being with us, y'all. I'm looking forward to picking up tomorrow with Joel chapter 2 and then walking together through these prophets. Have a great day. See you tomorrow.